Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today. By providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive Training Program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
It's a birthday celebration, a birthday bash going down Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. Come and celebrate with us for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Michael Golder's birthday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. We want your ears. We want you tuned in. We want your fingers on the speed dial to call in and win for games, fun, and prizes right here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Tune in Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. Michael Golder's big birthday bash. We want your ears in the place. We want your ears in the mix. We want to hear from you. Michael Golder's birthday bash right here on the
Blind and Beyond
Radio Show.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com. or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Service's newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet-and-greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
That's
been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome!
Is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. Welcome aboard. We've got a show for you tonight. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Don't touch that dial if you're in the car driving. Don't touch that dial. That's right. If you don't know what the show's all about, well, we are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right. Welcome. That's what can I say? Let me introduce you to the folks tonight. Because we've got a show for you tonight. That's right. To my left, my beautiful wife. And I mean beautiful, folks. Here she is, my co-host, Lynn Golder.
Well, thank you, Michael Golder. Thanks for the intro. And welcome, everybody, to the first Sunday in June 2022. First Sunday show. Welcome.
I have a question for you before we get for any started. Right? Are you still my girl?
I'm still your girl.
Oh, thanks, hon. Thank you. I love you, too. Okay. Now, my other co-host, but I'm not saying he's so beautiful. He may be a handsome guy. I'm not saying he's my girl either. But anyway, he's my co-host. His name and friend. He is a nice guy, too. Yes, he is. And he's got a beautiful voice. Yes, he does. His name, if you don't know it, is David Hillebrand. David, up.
Thank you. There. No, it's good to be with you guys, and I'm out of order tonight. You know, usually I'm towards the mid or late in the month, but I asked to be moved early. So I hope I didn't confuse anybody. But here I am, and glad to be here.
You're usually the third week of the month, third Sunday.
Exactly.
Yep. And in the studios, we have. The one, the only, Mr. Producer, Mr. Engineer, the one, the only, Chris Shaw.
That's right. You already know. We in the building. It's on and popping. Oh, hey, everybody. How's everybody doing? I got excited.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Lynn.
Thanks
for
joining us.
Hi, Dave.
Chris.
Listen,
how's it going, bud?
How close are you guys to the microphone?
Why, we're too far away?
It sounds like you're far, a little distant.
And well, Michael has this habit of pulling it in front of him, and then I have to pull it back. It's like two cats fighting over it. Go up the cat.
I'll be a little bit closer, too.
Okay, that's, you come closer,
that's
Dave.
Better, Dave. Okay,
can
Dave, that's good.
Now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. There it is, loud and clear.
Okay. I have a couple of shout-outs.
Okay, give me a shout-out.
Very brief. I'd like to give a shout-out to Anita at the San Antonio Lighthouse in San Antonio, Texas. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Joe from NYC as in New York City.
I'd like to give a shout-out to you, baby. What?
Focus,
what,
Michael.
What? But I'm focused on you because I'm crazy about you. Hey, listen, folks. Glad you're here listening to the show. We're supposed to be here entertaining you and informing you. That's what this show is all about. You got any PSAs or shout-outs to Mr. What's his name? David? Big Dave?
Well, you know, I need to give a shout-out to my lovely wife, Brenda.
Hey, Brenda.
And the one time, one show I forgot to do that. Boy, I got in trouble, you know, from one of our listeners. So now I'm straightening myself out now.
Yep.
And
Carolyn, she put you in the spot.
That was so funny too. I know.
That was my girl, Carolyn.
Indeed. So Brenda and my friend Neville and my good friends, the Lake family, up in Pittsburgh, PA, and all the good ham radio operators out there, because we got something for you coming up in a little bit, the amateur radio operators listening around the world on this show. That's so fun. There you go.
That's fun.
That's, yep.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, man.
Is that what you're sticking to?
No, exactly.
So, David, congratulations on the debut of your new duo.
Thank you. Yes, I'm excited about that.
Tell everybody, the locals, well, everybody, but the locals would be especially interested.
Yes. I'm playing in a duo called Blind Luck, along with a good friend of mine, Jeff Kokoroff, who plays guitar and as well as harmonica and flute.
Now, he's blind too, right? He's blind
Nope, he's not.
Oh, he's sighted.
He's totally sighted, yeah. So, the crazy guy, I suckered him in anyway. So, but we're having a good time playing, and we'll be playing all around town here. And now that things are safe, getting out and doing a little more live music, which is always good. So,
Blind Luck.
Blind Luck, yes, indeed.
Clever name.
I'm the luck part.
Chris, do you have
any?
That's funny, David.
I'm sorry. Dave just threw me with the luck part. Okay. Hey, everybody. Definitely got to give a shout out.
Paying attention, Chris.
Definitely got to give a shout out this month, definitely, to all the men who are doing a fantastic job, keeping the job well done. Not just being men and making sure that they make the income for the household, but for being a loving father, for being a loving brother, and understanding how to show your emotions. So, you know, that's my shout out to all the men for this month.
There you go. That's right, Father's Day month.
Right.
For the men that step up and do the right thing.
You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk too much.
Love that song. Love
you
that
talk
song.
About people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk too much. You talk about people that you never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just talk too much.
Real bad song. That was a good song. Wasn't a real big song, but it was a good song back in the 50s. It's called You Talk Too Much by Joe Jones. Funny song.
You know that song. You know that song was updated some years later. You know that, right?
No, it didn't know it. Didn't know it.
Yes, sir. It was updated some years later. Matter of fact, I think
it. Who redid it?
It was a hip hop group. I want to say. I'm gonna have to look for it. I'm gonna tell you. I'll tell you exactly who it was.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah,
interesting. Find that.
It was because it. Yeah. It was pretty amazing. Was it Run DMC?
Well, you know, Michael's a big hip hop guy, so that's probably why he wanted to bring the original in of that song.
I didn't even know it was another version.
Yeah, I think it's more on the hip hop side of everything. I want to say it was Run DMC. Yep, it sure was.
Oh wow!
Matter of fact,
that's nuts. Well. You learn something new here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're covering all genres. And Run DMC. Here we go.
About your kind.
You're like the independent network news.
said you talk too much.
Okay, we're going to go to break. It's break time. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and we are going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. Right back.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's what you're listening to if you're driving the car, if you are on your bicycle, wherever you are, if you're home, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. I want to thank you for having us in your home or on your bicycle or in your car, wherever you are. Welcome. This is your host, Michael. Yeah, if you don't like it, well, I guess you'll have to change the sound. What can I say? Anyway,
oh, they're going to like it. Are you kidding?
Phone number to call in. Yeah, well, wait 1 second, David. The phone number to call in, if you wish to call in, which I hope you'd like to call in, is 407. Listen to the number, 407-894-1680. I'll repeat it nice and slow. 407-894-1680. David.
It's me.
You're up. Let's do trivia time. Your trivia.
All right. So for my trivia, I am bringing us headlong right into the 2000s for this one. This is something that was recorded in the last 3 or 4 years, And it was a duo of two very, very famous recording artists. Their voices are extremely distinctive. So if you're not familiar with the song, you will certainly be familiar with the artist singing it. So what I want to know is, who is singing this song? If you, there's two people, if you can give me one of them, we'll give you a gift card, and if to a place that Michael will select. So, and if you actually get both of the people, both of the singers, we can send you two of them of these cards. So,
and don't anyway, forget the new listeners.
Yes, new listeners, we would like first, if you would, Chris, whoever has never called in the show before, we want to give them first dibs. So give it just a couple seconds, and, you know, if you would kind of check the crowd calling in. So who is doing this song? I love this quote. It's a reggae tune. I'll give you a hint. So there you go. Who's singing this song?
Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait. True love, true love, true love you.
Thanks, Sinatra.
It didn't take me long to fall in love with your mind. I don't want to even mention the way your body perfectly designed. So fine. And judging from your outlook on life, I knew this would be more than just one night. But no, I'm ready for the next level. And you're
going to give me just a couple more seconds.
More time.
Come right here.
No crime.
Well, nothing wrong with creating a little bit.
You know this is more to me than just getting it. But you only get a love like this once in a lifetime. And if this is our chance, I ain't missing it. My whole life I ain't never felt like this. Just want to run with it. I don't want to fight this. I ain't rushing you to make up your mind. Just want to put some more quality in our time.
Okay, come here's on, the chorus. We'll see if anyone knows who this is. Okay, that'll give a good little taste. Yeah, okay, thank you. Call, if you want to know who is singing that song, one of the two people, call us up at 407-894-1680.
Well, I got us a call on the phone line.
1680. What's that?
I got a call on the phone line.
Wow, yeah, that's fast.
You think you're a new caller?
Well, it's been a while, but he wanted to come in and say hi. He think he might know, but he wasn't sure if he know, but he's going to give it a shot. His name is John, and he's from Lake Worth, Florida.
Well, okay. Then, even if he's not new, that's all right, because we would love to talk to him anyway. John.
John.
All right.
John.
How's it going,
yes,
John?
Yes, this is John from Lake Worth. How are you? How's everybody today?
Real good, man. How are you? How's Lake Worth doing?
I'm sorry?
You guys didn't have any trouble with the storm, did you?
It rained like cats and dogs over here, but I'm okay. I walked around the drops when I went outside. I walked in between them, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's the way to do it. So, John. Uh-huh. Who do you think was singing that song? Do you know one of the people at least?
I don't know the gentleman's name, but it sounds very familiar. I thought it was going to be something else. I remember Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga did a thing a couple of years ago. That's what I thought it was going to be.
I'm happy. I understand. Yeah, and you thought it was going to be Tony Bennett. And, hey, that's all right. You wanted to get the
Wait, David, I'd like to talk to John. John?
Yes, Michael. I have
John,
a good
are you
story
there?
Also. Yes, how are you, Michael?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, John. Are you the gentleman that had the truck?
The chicken soup.
The chicken soup truck?
No, I'm not Chicken Soup John. No, sir.
Okay.
Just want to check.
Okay. I was the one... no, I called a couple weeks ago on Mother's Day with a story that wasn't that funny, but it was okay.
Oh,
but I got a good one now. I went to visit my cousin in Fort Myers. I got a good one. I went to visit my cousin in Fort Myers. I'm blind. I got retinitis pigmentosis. So I was at his place, and I know the people at the clubhouse and stuff. So I took a walk, and one of the gentlemen that I know was driving by, Steve, and he pulls over, and he goes, John, is that you walking in the street? Your cousin let you out by yourself? Are you, what is that? I said, Steve, I know the sidewalk and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That is funny. Well, John, I'm sorry you didn't know the answer, but we'll give you a chance later on. I appreciate you calling, buddy.
Thank you. Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was John down in Lake Worth, and I think I hear our guest in the background. Is that right, Lynn?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yes, you're correct. So let's go to break, and we'll go to break, and then come back, and they'll sort of introduce this guest.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're well, hold on. Wait. I mean, I got two other callers on the phone line.
Okay. You didn't say anything. How do I know?
Because I'm on the phone line talking to these callers. All right, so I got a good friend from Delray Beach, Howie, and I got Sherry from Orlando.
Sherry from no win list.
Okay, well.
Wait a minute, Sherry's on the no win list, so she can't call in. How about Howie?
No, Howie was clear.
Sorry, Sherry, but hey, Mr. Howie, we'll take Howie.
All righty. We got Howie on the phone line. I think Howie going to give it a shot. Howie going to give it a shot.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
How's it going, Howie?
Sing and Shaggy.
What's that now?
Howie, you got to step away from your device so we can hear you because it's giving us feedback.
Okay. That's Sing and Shaggy.
Sing and Shaggy is exactly right, Howie. You got both of them. How did you know that? Did you just figure that out, or did you know that song?
Sorry, Terry, but hey, Mr. Howie.
Hey, Howie.
All right.
Yeah, we heard you, but I need you to move away from your device because your radio is giving me feedback.
Going fine. How you guys doing?
Good. Congratulations, yep. Howie.
Yeah, you got it, Howie. Please give Chris your info. That's awesome. I appreciate you calling in. He got it. First try there, Mike.
I think we got disconnected, Mike, Lynn, David.
We're here.
No, you're here, but Howie got disconnected from us.
Okay.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Glad you're aboard. And by the way, if you miss any part of this show or any of the other shows during the 7 years we've been on the radio, you can always look at our website. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Let me repeat that, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the A-N-D and blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Check out our website. If you miss any part of the shows or any shows, this show, when it's over, well, next day it'll be on archives. We archive all the shows. And if you don't know, we've been on the radio for more than 7 years now.
And you forgot to mention that if you check our Facebook page, specifically on Thursday nights, the upcoming show highlights are always there and also on the website.
Well, thank you for reminding me. Yes. David, you are up, David. And by the way, I want to call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. David, you are up.
Hot dog, I'm taking it. Everybody, those of you who have been listening to me for a while on the radio know that I am a ham radio operator, also known as an amateur radio operator, which is a hobby. But along with that hobby and having fun talking to people all over the world, is only one of the aspects of ham radio. Another one is providing communications during emergencies. And I'm totally blind, and I'm going to talk to our guest here in just a second that is also a totally blind ham, and also we are active in being able to help for preparing for emergencies and such, and as well as talking to people around the world. And it's a great hobby that blind people can easily get involved in just about as easily as a sighted ham. So at this point, I want to bring in our guest, a friend of mine, and his name is Tom Moore. Ham radio calls KF4YEY. Hi there, Tom.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Real good. Great to have you with us. And I know we wanted to have you for quite some time, so I'm glad we were able to work it out right before our big field day event that's coming up at the end of the month.
Absolutely. That's great that you invited me on, and I appreciate to help you guys out in any way that I can.
Perfect. I appreciate it. Real quickly, I want to talk about you just a little bit. You are totally blind, is that right?
Yes, sir. Been blind since birth. Have retinopathy of prematurity, also known as the RLF, which is the older name for the condition. So I haven't seen anything in my existence here. That's correct.
Gotcha. And how old are you?
I am 42. I just turned 42 on the 10th of last month.
All right. Well, a late happy birthday from the crew here. And so you are a ham. You might comment how long you've been a ham first, and what got you interested in ham radio? How did you find out about it? First off,
So I've been a ham about, 22 years now, something like that. But I have not been active, only been active the last 3 or 4 years, thanks to the local radio club owner here in Orlando. That's, sparked my interest again and got me on HF and all that kind of stuff. But in general, I was introduced to it when I was about 10 or 12 years old. There was a gentleman who worked with my mom, who took me under his wing, and then as an air traffic controller at the Palm Beach International Airport. My mom was in hotel service down there, and he knew another guy that worked there, was also a controller, and he was a ham, and he took me over his house, and I saw his house one time. That's all I needed. I got hooked.
Nice. Well, the along with the, all the different aspects of ham radio, of course, there are people that you can talk, you can use a microphone, and one mode that that you and I have in common that a lot of people might find interesting is actually using Morse code, which some people thought was totally out of service and extinct. You want to comment about you're using a Morse code and how that kind of how you took interest in that?
Well, I took interest in Morse code because I was told by one of the members, based on the fact that I live in a condo association, that doing voice wouldn't be the best option for me. They suggested that I learn Morse code so that I could get out with limited antenna space that I have, restrictions and all that kind of stuff. So I figured I'd give it a crack. And a couple of years later, I'm 15, 20 words a minute now.
Well, yeah. So with Morse code, you can the point of what your friend was saying was that, of course, that you can go you tend to be able to go further distance with the same amount of power or less power than when you're talking on voice. So there are advantages to, if you have a limited setup, the Morse code can get you a little bit further usually.
Absolutely, yes.
So I wanted to especially wanted to have you on because I wanted to talk about an event that you and I are going to be involved in at the end of the month. It is what is called the Field Day Contest, which is a national or actually all over North America is the contest that helps with preparing for emergencies. And what you do basically is set up under emergency conditions at a park usually or a remote area or whatever. And people set up using battery power or solar or under emergency conditions anyway. And then they see how many people they can talk to in a 24-hour period around the world. So, so Tom and I are going to be operating our own station. We belong to a club or help out a club here locally that's about 170 members. And we were just kind of casually talking about it would be kind of cool to have a station with only blind operators because there's certain equipment that to be accessible can really help a blind ham and be a lot more effective. So rather than putting us off, our club was happy to be inclusive, to let us be just as competitive as possible. And so, Tom, you might comment on some of the aspects, but the main thing is that they were happy to not only let us do it, but they're giving us trusting us with our own station and planning on us contributing greatly to their overall score. So, but tell us a little bit about because you were at the meeting just last week, so you probably know more than me.
Well, they said that they would allow us to have that station, and we're going to do that. And they said that any help we need, they're willing to provide as far as setup goes, and hopefully we can get them to even provide some loggers at times. That we can use that want to come and help us out.
Yeah, so a logger writes down or uses a computer to enter the information to confirm where we've talked to around the different people around the world and whatnot. So along with them trusting us to have our own station, one out of five stations, ours will be the only one that will just be all blind operators. And in order to be independent, they're even setting up a rope line that will go to the public restroom so that we can make it there easily enough on our own. It's going to be at a big park up in Winter Springs. So I'm wanting blind hams, especially, or those interested in ham radio that are blind or low vision, to know that it's very possible to be active and useful with your radio club. Even if you're not into operating, you can help in different other aspects. So this show is being heard around the country, and I just think it's great to point out that if we have accessible equipment and we're allowed to participate, we can do a lot of the same stuff that our blind counterparts can. Any comments there, Mr. Tom?
It's definitely, you know, something that, that people who are looking for a hobby to get into, they should get into it. And you don't have to do Morse code. You can always do voice or some other digital modes such as RTTY or any of the other modes that are out there. You know, if you don't want to,
it's a lot of different possibilities. Someone that wants to communicate, if you don't want to do it with a microphone or whatever, people can even talk back and forth with computers and that sort of thing. So it's a lot of fun. And of course, with accessible equipment, there's radios now that that actually speak and tell you what frequency you're on and any other information you'd want to know. So I don't know if there's any
I have a question for both you two guys.
Yes, sir.
Yep. What if someone who's blind wants to learn? Are you going to teach them how to do a ham?
Well, I can certainly help teach them, but I can also point them in the right direction to other organizations that are set up to do that. We had in the past on the Blind and Beyond radio show. In fact, we had a host from a guest from Handy Hams, which is a great organization that helps out. But also your own local radio club. If you if you're out of the area of Orlando, if you Google on the web, local amateur radio or amateur radio, and put in your zip code, most of the time you're going to find a club that's in your area, and they can certainly help you out with good tools to get you licensed and maybe get you involved in your local club.
I have a question for Tom. I pretty much know your answer, David. But, Tom, do you find this gives you a little bit more peace of mind during, for example, a hurricane warning or situation that, you know, the cell phones go down that you can communicate with?
Well, absolutely. That's one of the reasons why I got back into it, because when they had a hurricane here, I think it was Hurricane Matthew, I lost the cell phone here, and I didn't have any way to talk to anybody for 2 days.
Mm. But you did through that. You communicated through the ham radio.
No,
oh,
didn't.
No,
not, well, not at that point. I didn't. I wasn't in my license yet. But I did get my license fired back up again. And when I did that, I got a couple of radios, and that's when I started on my journey of, you know, not losing touch again.
So now he's set up with battery power, so that if the power went out, both of us are set up in the same situation where we could be powered for probably a week or so with the batteries we've got, maybe longer than that for communication with low power. So yeah, if we're in a real bind with cell towers or whatever, we could still be able to talk. So
how easy is it to get a permit or a license?
You're just going to pass a written test, a couple of written tests, you know, but then maybe a month worth of studying and you could do it.
I mean, for the most basic license, it's not extremely difficult. I'm certainly no more difficult than studying up for a driver's test or something like that. But at one time, you had to know Morse code, actually learn it at a slow speed. But now they've eliminated that portion of it. And so it's just there's a little manual that you can study, and so for the basic one, you can get it pretty easily. And then
I just thought of something you said.
Climb the ladder if you want.
I just thought of something that you said, not to be political, and I'm not trying to be political, but this sounds funny. What you said, you have to do a test to get the license, but you go out and get a gun without a license. You just go buy the gun.
There is that. Yeah, right.
No test, no nothing. You go buy the machine gun, whatever you want to keep.
That's true. If you need a test to get on the ham bands, but I could probably pick up an AR-15 here.
Right, yeah.
God.
So David, as a blind guy, too.
David, Tom, so a shortwave radio is just purely listening, right? You're standing
exactly.
Stations, but you can't communicate with anybody.
Not with a shortwave radio, right. But it's interesting you said that, because most of the frequencies that Tom and I get on are in those frequency range, right, Tom? And basically, some of the stations you think of as shortwave, they're commercial broadcasts, like a country is transmitting. We're just individuals, yeah. So, but we transmit on shortwave also. So that's one thing we've gotten in common.
So
that's why we can go so far.
So David and Tom, so an emergency. Can you communicate with the police department or the fire department with the?
Not directly. No, you have to do an intermediary between you and the emergency services. But you know, ham radio operators have done that for years. That's something that they could provide.
There's always somebody out there that would be listening.
Well, for example, I helped out years ago when they had an earthquake in Mexico City, and they had phone service where they could communicate inside Mexico City, but they could not call out. And there was a lot of health and welfare problems where people needed medicine and whatever. So the hams in Mexico City would contact us up in the States, and I was one of the people. And I would make a phone call and tell. Because they were going to be bringing in planes full of supplies. So it was the ham's responsibility to let the people know what to bring. And sometimes we would even check on people. Like I would get a call, someone would say, hey, I've got a relative in Mexico City. Can you check on them? So I'd ask my contact, and they would find out, you know, is Jose Ramirez alive and so-and-so. So that's how we do it.
David, that's amazing.
That's a good story, too.
Another story by David Hillebrand.
Another story by David.
Yes,
have you ever
true.
Helped anybody, Tom? Have you ever helped anybody?
Absolutely. I was about 20 years old, and there was a guy who he had stolen a car, and the ham radio operator happened to be right behind him, and the police department over the scanner called a tag number out, and this guy happened to be behind him, and I relayed an auto patch, a phone call for the guy. He could call. I called 911 through the repeater, and the guy got to talk to the dispatch and got the guy caught that had the stolen car.
Wow, that's terrific. That's really something.
Yeah, back in a time, you know, when even before most people had cell phones, ham operators they're known for doing a lot of experimenting and kind of on the cutting edge. So we were already had our little mobile cell phones through ham radio at that time that was capable of making phone calls and stuff. And I didn't know anybody with a cell phone back then. So, yeah, hams are even responsible for putting satellites up. I think the first satellites ever were ham radio related experiment type stuff. Do you know anything about that, Tom? It seemed like I remember reading that somewhere.
I believe you were. I think it was like probably in the 60s, the first one went up.
Exactly, early 60s communication satellites anyway. So, but the nice thing is that blind people can get into this hobby is on even footing with sighted people, especially if they've got equipment. Unfortunately for us, the company radio maker called Kenwood, who makes stereos and all kinds of stuff, Kenwood is one company that makes a very accessible radio. And there's maybe four or five big makers of radios. Only one of them really has a completely accessible piece of equipment. Everybody else, typically, you can get on the air, but a limited ability because you can't tell what's on the screen or you know, things like that. So Kenwood, I give them a lot of credit. They make all the equipment very accessible to blind hams and make life a whole lot easier for us. So yay, Kenwood.
I'd agree with that.
So anyway, we're going to be doing our blind guy station up at the Lake Monroe Radio Club is going to be doing for our local one here. There's, well, I don't know, but thousands of clubs and individuals that are involved in this contest the last weekend of June. So we'll just be one of many. But our club's usually in the top 5% or so, I think. And I'm hoping we're going to do quite well. I think our blind guy station is – we're going to have kind of an inner rivals to beat the other four stations in our club. And,
I have a question for this, yep. Michael. Tom,
go ahead.
Are you teaching your family members how to use this ham?
Well, my son may want to learn it one day, and my wife doesn't want anything to do with it. So it's kind of a lone venture for me, buddy.
I can relate to that now. They're both capable, but my wife enjoys the relationships and the people we meet along the way, but she has no desire to get her license, that's for sure, because it's a little bit involved, and study's not something that she, you know, that's not her first interest, so.
So each of you, we don't have to give a name, but what's the furthest distance that you met somebody with your ham operating?
So last year, I did on one day. I went to Germany on Saturday.
Wow.
And then the second day, which was basically 6 hours to the east. And then the next day, without moving the antenna at all, I hit Hawaii on Sunday, which is 6 hours to the west.
No kidding.
With the same antenna that I always use that I put up in my yard.
And this is, now, Tom's got a limited antenna setup. He lives in a townhouse or something, so they've got antenna restrictions, and he's got just a portable setup. He puts out and then and takes back down again. So even in a limited setup, even people
cool.
in apartments can do it.
How about you, David? What's the furthest away?
As far as the furthest away that I've talked to, I couldn't put a. I've certainly talked to everywhere, all the continents. I've all over Australia, New Zealand. I've talked
That's
to China
That's about as far
before.
As you go, Dave. That's 16 hours.
Oh, yeah. Well, the real interesting thing is the not so much where the furthest, but it's the rarities, because there are some of these guys that set up on a remote island, for example, and there may not be any hams there that live there. They go specifically just to operate from that island, so other people around the world can talk to, like Pitcairn Island or somewhere, for example, where there's they wouldn't get a chance to otherwise. So there are some guys that are rather wealthy that go to these remote places in the world just to experiment and for other people to talk to them. So I've talked to some really interesting places over the years.
David, you're actually talking to them,
talking to them or in Morse code, both.
Yeah, because I heard Tom say something about digital also.
I would like to ask any of the audience, if you would like to call in reference to the ham, you want to call in 407-894-1680. Call in now if you want to speak to Tom or David. Call in
any
now.
Questions?
If you have any questions about this ham business, it's not bacon. It's not cheeseburgers. It's ham.
That's that.
That's a joke.
What a bump. Yeah, I mean, last night, Lynn, I actually talked to a guy on the radio with the microphone in the Middle East anyway.
My gosh.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've certainly talked to Saudi Arabia pretty regularly, all over the place. The shortwave bands, they have a what's called a solar cycle, and it's a 7 year cycle, and we've been at the bottom of it. So the bands haven't been as good. So now we're slowly climbing out of the lull. So for the next few years, we should be having even better bands. So just in the last few months, the conditions are getting better, and we'll continue to be getting far better. So
interesting. Really learned a lot tonight.
Yeah, more than you want to know, right? But low power now and with good bands, you can do all kinds of stuff, even from inside an apartment or a hotel room. Or I've even brought portable stuff to a hotel and talked to people around the world. So, well, all I can recommend is, you know, if you're out of the area and you want to find out about ham radio, Google ham radio with your zip code, and I'm sure that your local radio club is going to pop up, and you need to drop in and check it out, because hams are a friendly bunch. I mean, that's part of what, you know, we're all about, making relationships and communicating. That's what we do. So people are happy to have somebody come along, and we'll show you the way, you know. Tom, is there anything else you want to mention about ham radio or about the field day coming up?
Well, I would just say that
if you are ham and you don't have anything scheduled for field day, find a field day site in your area. Just type in field day locator in Google, and if you want something fun to do, I'm sure there'll be somebody with an outing and willing to bring you along. I've definitely found everybody I've worked with to be accommodating. So, you know,
there you go. And here in Central Florida, we can say that we are going to be up in Winter Springs at Central Winds Park on the last weekend of June. The Lake Monroe Radio Club doing our field day up there. So,
the name of the park, David? Central Winds, did you
the
say?
Central Winds Park, yep. It's a big park up on in Winter Springs.
That also
and,
434?
Yep, on 434, exactly.
How did I know that? I don't know how I knew that.
Yeah, that's where the Scottish Games is every year. They have a lot of big events and different...
Well, we better say goodnight to Tom, Dave, because we're going to go to the top of the hour shortly.
Mr. Moore, it's awesome having you on. I appreciate it. And, well, of course, we'll look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks, but keep spreading the word about Field Day.
Thank you both. I will. Welcome on Ham.
Ham Radio.
Ham Radios, absolutely.
That's right. It's all kosher. Don't worry.
I was thinking the same thing, David. That's funny.
I couldn't help myself.
That's funny.
Tom, thanks, man, and best to your family. We'll see
you. Thank you, Tom, so much.
Thank you, sir. Anytime.
Thank you, Tom.
Goodbye. Good night.
That was very interesting.
And Tom's a blind father, and his wife's totally blind too. So he'd be interesting to talk to, I bet, for Father's Day as well.
We're going to reach out to him,
you'll
see if he can come on.
Send his phone number, David, and Michael will call him.
Yep. We'll reach out to him. It'd be very interesting, yeah.
So, Chris, are we going for station ID? What are we doing?
We're going to break.
Yep, okay. We can go for a
you
break
there,
and in 2 minutes of station ID. I'm ready when you are.
2 minutes to the top of the hour.
Okay. This is WOKB Radio.
Here we go. We're blowing the break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll be right back with a lot more. Don't go away.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
It's a birthday celebration, a birthday bash going down Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. Come and celebrate with us for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, Michael Golder's birthday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. We want your ears. We want you to tuned in. We want your fingers on the speed dial to call in and win for games, fun, and prizes right here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Tune in Sunday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. Michael Golder's big birthday bash. We want your ears in the place. We want your ears in the mix. We want to hear from you. Michael Golder's birthday bash right here on the
Blind and Beyond
Radio Show.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.